Hey, everybody. Welcome to Great Dane Wiener Hugs. That was from Victor Miller on Patreon. He's a Patreon 420 Club member, and he gets early access to our pre-taped episodes, exclusive access to doing Doug with Dabs, a signed blue card. I'll sign one right now, damn it. And access to the pre-show live stream. So make sure you become a 420 Club member at patreon.com/gettingdoug. Doug plugs. I'm doing Doug Lowe's Movies at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles next Tuesday, February 26th. And I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in Tampa, Florida on February 28th before setting sail on back-to-back cruises, the 311 and Trailer Park Boys cruises. I'm so excited about that. But all of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Enjoy the show. Ha-ha! Blast off! Full disclosure, we did a show already earlier. This is a pre-tape show that you're seeing a week later. And in the earlier show, I didn't do a dab. So I am doing the pre-tape show a little less high than normal, but also still very high. And and we got two guests, an old bee and a newbie, as we like to say. It's Roxy Stryer and Sarah Weinschenk. Yeah! Thanks for being here, ladies.
Thanks for having us. I'm totally geeking out right now.
We had two dudes on last week. It was, that happened. But this is going to be... I feel this is already going to be much more pleasant and mellow. I mean, it was pleasant for sure, but those boys had a lot to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Chatty.
You know Ben Glebe, right?
Yeah, I just saw him. He had his dog.
He brought his dog.
Yep.
You know, like, isn't comedian enough of an attention whore, just being a comedian? Then also like, hey, and look, I've got this dog.
I feel like... comedians and dogs, they're one and the same.
That's what it is.
Let's smoke.
It was just, oh, great idea. The strains we have today are not, I don't have them on. Oh, there it is. Sativa's called In the Pines. That's nice, I guess. And then the indica's called Madzilla.
Ooh.
Yeah, huh. Which is another in the long line of scary weed names, which I just don't really get. I don't really get behind that premise that we should be frightened by the strain name.
I want that job. The person that picks that.
The person who gets to decide the names?
For sure.
I think no one has that job. It's just all of us.
As a society? somebody does.
They're named by society.
They're like, oh, it's a cross between Blue Dream and Purple Haze. It's whatever.
Madzilla, yeah. Though. You think somebody just sat there and was like, ooh, I'm Madzilla. Probably not.
Oh, you think, oh, that's true. That's probably a new strain, probably gets named before anybody even knows how they're going to behave on it. You know, so they're, you know.
Unless
just guessing, just like with human beings, you know, you name the baby before there's any personality traits to name them after.
And you're like, damn, this is not a Jane.
Like, how the fuck did the dwarves get those names? Who knew they were going to be happy and to a man? They were all accurate. There should have been at least one dwarf who didn't grow up to be like his name.
And they were so bitter about it.
Like Bashful's just totally extroverted.
Yeah. I wish that was... Yeah.
But Sneezy, they nailed it. That kid fucking sneezes a lot.
Like, no. Write our own futures, though. You know, if your name is Grumpy, you're going to be grumpy all the time.
Yeah. And if those are nicknames, then I want all the full names. I want to know the first and last name of every dwarf. Are they all brothers?
They
just know each other because they work in the same diamond mine. They work in a diamond mine, never hatching a plot to steal one diamond and be rich for their lives. They just go to work and whistle the whole time.
Because of their names. That's why.
Yeah, well, Grumpy, he shows up, but he's not happy about
it. What about the song? Hi-ho.
Yeah, who are they talking to? Is that typical construction worker shit? They yell at women walking by the diamond mines.
It's locker room talk. It's fine.
Hi-ho.
Do you want it?
Yeah, I do. Thanks.
I like this eyeball piece.
Yeah, those guys are fun, but they are not in that movie that much.
The dwarves?
Yeah.
They're in the movie a ton.
No, they're in there at the beginning, and then they go away while Snow White's in peril.
And they come back.
And they come back at the end and go, oh, she's awake.
So the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Yeah, they're like the, you know, what do you call them?
Co-stars?
The parentheses.
Oh. I know what you're trying. I can't think of the word, but I know what you mean.
Same thing as the ride at Disneyland depicts the same thing. You see the dwarves, they're all dancing around. Then they're kind of scared in the mine. And then you don't see them again until the very end.
Wait, okay. Is the ride, the Snow White ride, is it shitty?
It's old school.
I can't think of it.
It's old school. It's what they call a dark ride, where you just sit in a little, you sit in a little cart and go around.
It brings you.
And they have to put in parentheses, scary. And now I think they just straight up call it Snow White's Scary Adventure. They used to say it in parentheses, that was scary.
Why is it scary?
Because the Peter Pan ride and the other ones, those aren't scary.
Peter Pan's one of my faves.
It's very pleasant. Nothing scary happens. So the pirate shows up and it's kind of like, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not that much of a threat. I think he's being eaten by the crocodile, right? In that moment.
That one's scary, I think. And the Alice in Wonderland one is scary.
Well, that one's
then
scary.
Then you cannot handle the Snow White one because it is, because that one is fucked up.
Yeah.
Like it is happy dwarves and then at every turn, a tree or the witch in some carnation is trying to fuck with you for the rest of the ride. And then at the end, the dwarves are there again to say,
I want to rewatch Snow White. I feel inspired. You know what movie I think is really fucked up, though? Pinocchio.
Have you guys smoked? You guys smoked, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
I passed it to you.
You did. You passed it to me.
Well, I think
but we got plenty of stuff if you want to keep going. But what's Pinocchio? Yes, of course. It's fucked up in many ways.
Many ways.
Yeah.
Let's dive in.
So many different ways.
I'm not seeing it.
You mean because it's a puppet. He's a puppet boy. He becomes alive from his weird woodshop dad.
So you mean fucked up like mind trippy, not fucked up like this is a bad story.
It's just dark.
Yeah, and like, why does he want to be a real boy so bad?
Well, you tell me. I've never been a real boy.
It's not what it's cracked up to be.
Not anymore. It's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
If I was a doll, I would definitely want to be a real person.
But dolls shouldn't be coming to life. You're either a doll or you're alive.
Yeah, the Toy Story dolls don't all sit around talking about how they want to be real. They just want to be owned. they just want somebody to play with them.
Yeah, they don't want to be in the trunk. But if you're a real person, you're not going to be in the trunk most of the time.
But somehow they go on adventures. I don't get it.
But it's just like when Pinocchio becomes alive and he looks all scary. He's scary looking. And then he goes to that weird island with the donkey kids. And it's just dark.
Well, they turn kids into they lure the kids to this island with alcohol and cigars and billiards.
I'm in.
And probably hookers too, but they didn't have time to work that in. And they just lure them to a place where it's just gonna be all men. So that sounds terrible. But anyway, they get there and they start living it up. And they depict this in the ride too. They're all just drinking and smoking cigars.
They're children smoking cigars.
And then
cigars.
They turn into jackasses. They literally turn into little donkeys that then the bad guy puts them in a crate and ships them off. Like, why wouldn't he just make a living being a guy who's got this magic trick where he could turn a stupid kid into a donkey?
Yeah.
Why does he have to just make them and sell them?
Yeah, and then also Jiminy Cricket makes the film. he's got a top hat. He's a bug with a top hat. Come on.
That's like in Mulan with the, why did I emphasize Mu so much? Mulan, it's just Mulan. In Mulan with the...
I get it though. Right? I think I do that too.
Mulan.
I mean, somebody should make a movie about a cow.
What is the little thing?
Mulan, like a cow that goes through all the same adventures
cow?
That she does. Yeah.
On the lawn, just mooing, Mulan.
Yeah.
What is the little cricket thing that Mulan has? Why can't I say it right?
Oh, it's
a dragon.
Bug.
It's like a
what is it? It has like a mustache, right?
Is Eddie Murphy's the voice,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, it's like a...
I bet you the news lady will know.
No, she brings it.
She gets out here.
It's in a little
His
Mushu.
His name's Mushu.
It's Mushu the best? Yeah.
What
Small
does he do,
dragon,
though? What
right?
is he? Is it like just a little dragon?
Yeah.
Is he going to be in the live action one? Because I don't know how they do that.
Is he supposed to be a baby dragon?
No. Eddie Murphy.
He is a baby.
Wait, Eddie Murphy is a dragon?
I'm a baby dragon.
I got to rewatch Mulan. Mulan.
Yeah. Mulan is one that I just never paid enough attention to. Maybe I could dip back into Tangled, maybe. Give that another try.
Mulan is the best song.
What about
song,
the prince and the one about the frog? The princess and the frog?
Tatiana?
No, those ones aren't as real. I mean, they are as real, but
yeah,
they
you need that shit to be like, real.
They're not authentic. They just took place like, so much later. Like it was so much after my
documentaries.
Childhood. Like, that would be an amazing Disney animated doc. What would they even do it on, Walt Disney? Oh no.
That'd be neat. All of these characters like... talking about him, you know?
Yeah. Like, he was a real jerk. He had the imagination of a troll.
He made me famous, but he never smiled.
He loved the Jews.
He made me famous, but he never smiled.
Oh, well, you know Mickey Mouse has got to be grateful, so you can't talk total shit on him.
No,
Mickey Mouse doesn't seem that smart. Like, Mickey Mouse doesn't seem smart enough to talk shit.
Do you think Minnie's smarter?
I don't think either of the mice are smart.
Yeah, neither one of them wears the pants in that family. That would be better for the ducks, the Daisy and Donald. Neither one of them wears the pants in that family.
Will somebody hand me something?
Hey!
My little arms are so
Just
small.
Just give me something.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's friendship.
Yes.
I think there's a... Yeah, you got it.
We're bonding.
Oh, yeah, she's got it. You did that perfectly.
I had too much conditioner in my
Thanks,
hair.
Thanks, man. I had a lot of practice.
Roxy, what's your first time ever, you know, high story? When did you try it for the first time?
I was 13.
I'm going to have my whole own high history.
I've been listening to that for so long.
And now it's happened to you.
I smoked actual grass because...
Grass?
I had been hearing
from the lawn?
About all of these people smoking grass. And so I went outside and I plucked a bunch of grass off the ground and I rolled it in a piece of paper with masking tape around it and I smoked it, which is not recommended. And I went into school and I told all my friends, I was like in eighth grade, I smoked grass. And then when I described what happened, one of the girls who understood was like, "You didn't do that right, dude. We got to take it again." So she walked me through my second time. But my first time was actual grass, which is why it turned out this way.
That was innovative of you.
Thank
at 13.
You. Well, I'd heard it. Smoking grass.
Yeah. I bet you that's, you know, happened to some people.
I've never met another one.
I bet you that's happened a few times. Well, all right, let's throw it out there to the viewers and the listeners. Hit us up on the internet if you've...
smoked your lawn.
If you accidentally, not accidentally, but
on purpose
did something that was not going to achieve the desired result.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like...
I thought I was high though.
I've definitely smoked like that, you know, stuff when somebody gives you like oregano or something instead of weed. I've definitely, you know, tried smoking it anyway.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Not good.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't work the same. But like when you're that young and it's all placebo effect, I remember I was like, I'm so high. My body feels so good. It was grass. My body felt nothing. It probably hated me. Like, why'd you smoke tape? Don't do that.
Oh shit, it's the cops and you eat a bunch of grass.
Getting rid of it really quick.
I wasn't doing anything. It looked like you were eating grass. No law against that. Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. We've got people on Patreon who follow us and, become members of the 420 Club. And we are grateful to them because that helps us to keep the show going. And we just promised to list off names of the people who sign up. So we got Timothy.
Yay.
No last name.
Just Tim, like Madonna.
But also... that's the name of Dumbo's mouse friend, right?
Timothy.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? I never thought about how Dumbo and the mouse sort of, they probably have similar relationship to Jiminy Cricket and Pinocchio.
I haven't thought about that mouse in a minute. I really, really, really love the Cinderella mice the most.
Gus Gus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gus Gus is a
good one.
Those
are great mice.
Yeah. If we're going to talk Disney mice, we got to talk Cinderella.
Tim Latza, Cole Tippett.
Yeah.
Ray Dorschner.
These names are not real.
You can donate to Patreon and then, give us a fake name. Get a fake name right on this show. Send us, a funny one, like Juan Tabonia or something like that.
Bend over.
He's a great one. Mm. Marcus, did I say Marcus?
No.
Amber M. Garnett. Patricia Bushy. Christopher Markham. That's how high we are. Just reading names makes you giggle. Christopher Markham, Buck Smith, and Jonathan Bond.
Bond.
That's
Jonathan
Bond. John Bond. No Jovi.
Bond John.
I just did a snap. Snaps.
Like Thanos? Like, what happened?
Like I'm doing like beat poetry or something. I just felt inclined to just suddenly start snapping, so I'm high.
If you did that and half of us disappeared, which half are we keeping?
Oh, I don't know.
You get to stay. You get to stay.
It's like I'm a witch.
You know what that sound means? It's time for Marijuana Know Something.
Oh, shit. Yes.
I'm going to say a fact. Not a fact, a question.
Okay.
With a factual answer. And then all you got to do is all of us together try to figure out the answer because I don't know the answer.
I'm not going to cheat.
What do you mean?
Because I see sometimes people try to cheat and look at the paper.
Oh, yeah, but, it's
no,
just
I'm
the
not
question.
Gonna do it.
It's just the question. No.
Oh, well, then I can look.
The answer's on the next page, so even I can't cheat. I won't look at it
I always
until
thought you
we're
cheated.
Ready to find out the answer. In 1987, what one item did American Airlines remove from first class to save $40,000?
What year? Sorry.
87. So that'd be in that 1 year, I guess.
Do you think it's a food?
It's 40,000 a year.
Or a beverage?
87.
Or those wings that had that, you got those wings on American Airlines, you guys remember that?
No. I never got wings.
You don't remember that?
No, I wish.
But I think it's for everybody, not first class, because I got them and I was not flying first class.
Right, but it could be pins for the kids or something.
Is it multiple choice or are we supposed to just...
Wait, did it say first class or did I make that up?
It says first class, yeah.
Filet mignon.
Wait, are there options or
do we just have to figure it out?
Okay,
yeah.
In 87, what year did they get rid of food? What food did they get rid of in 87 in first class? Is that what it was?
Kind of, but it doesn't say anything about food. It just says item.
I just made it up.
It makes me think it's not food, though.
You think a drink?
Item is a weird way to describe food.
What about pillows?
That'd be rude.
Well, we still have pillows in first class.
That'd be
I can answer all your first class questions.
What about slippers?
I fly a lot.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I fly so much
slippers?
Sam Elliott sits slippers. Next to me. What?
Slippers or earplugs? Maybe you don't need earplugs in first class because you're in first class.
No, they still give you that shit. They still give you earplugs. They still give you a nice little mask to put on your face.
A robe.
Yeah.
I feel like items on purpose trying to throw us off. Like it's wine. Some kind of wine.
Champagne. Cigars. Maybe like a cigar. No, because in the 80s you couldn't smoke on planes anymore.
Yeah, and they wouldn't, even when you could smoke on planes, they weren't giving you cigarettes.
That'd be fun if they were, though.
Or cigars.
Oh, I know. Remember those life insurance policies that you got I have to figure out a better way to explain this. You're going on the plane, and they give you that thing in case you die. That used to happen on first class.
A vest?
No.
A death vest. No, like a certificate card. Or something, like a card that says...
Like you're good. If you die, it's okay because we'll pay somebody.
They give you
here's
death?
How much we'll pay, like a little death insurance.
I think that happened through the 80s for the first class people because their lives were more important.
Maybe they're like peanuts. We don't need them. We're in first class. Peanuts are for peasants. Maybe it's something obvious.
I'll take your peanuts. peasant.
Yeah, the like.
Yeah, but they still have peanuts. I mean, I just can't think of anything that was used to be in first class that isn't anymore.
Cookies.
Because they still do the hot towels. They still do cookies and sundaes, and you know it's different on each flight. But I'm just saying, in general, those things still all exist.
Toothbrush.
Again, if it's an overnight flight, they just give you one.
I feel like I've thrown out some really good options. No.
I do think slippers.
What's your favorite? Which one
was
you?
A good option.
All right, maybe we go slippers.
Slippers. Yeah, slippers feels legit. Okay. I like slippers. Daniel, you got a guess?
Caviar.
Ooh.
I said filet mignon. It's close.
They'd only, the whole airline for their entire fleet would only save $40,000.
Filet mignon is the caviar of meat.
All right.
Is that true?
Let's see. Maybe Daniel's right about the caviar.
He sounds like he knows.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Oh, God.
What?
What is it?
So stupid.
What is it?
They put one less olive in every salad.
Why the hell would we know that? Who the hell? Well, that's a dumb question.
All one right. less olive.
Well, that concludes that segment. Yeah. We'll,
that's crazy.
We'll go to a brief commercial break and be back with Roxy and Sarah, and Alicia will be here with Hot Topics. We'll be right back.
Wait.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docuspecial on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Who do you know who would bring you gummy bears at 4 p.m., or sushi at 9 p.m., or a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m.? Probably no one. But you know who will? Postmates! Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever you can think of delivery service all year round. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery. 24 hours a day, every day of the year, Postmates will bring you what you want within the hour. Anything you're craving, or if you're just feeling lazy, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the known universe with more than 25,000 partner merchants. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app right now and use the code DOUG. That's code D-O-U-G for $100 of free credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Get anything you need, anytime. Time you need it, download Postmates and save with code DOUG.
Hello, we are joined by Alicia. I'm here with.
Oh.
I'm here. So, White Shake and Roxy Stryer, and we've all been enjoying today's strain and talking about dark rides at Disneyland. And during the break, what I didn't get to with this Snow White ride being scary. Is that it's weird that they don't think dying and going to hell is scary, because that's how Mr. Toad's Wild Ride ends.
It's the scariest.
You die
thing.
And go to a hot place
after
with a bunch of giggling.
Maybe, you don't remember murdering
maybe not
the people.
Hundreds,
you're
but...
definitely running them over, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, when I was like 4 years old, I went to Disneyland for my birthday, and I got stuck on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, and it's already fucking scary, and then
the
I got stuck
it.
On it.
She emphasized wild, right?
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yeah, it's a wild, wild ride.
Mulan.
So I had never gone to Disneyland or World until last year, and my first ride ever at Disneyland was the Haunted Mansion.
I love that.
And I do too, but it like got stuck at one point, and then the little voice came on, and you know it was some kind of spooky, like you need to wait. And I really thought that was like part of the ride, and something was gonna jump out and be really scary. Like it was horrifying.
Playful spooks.
Playful spooks.
Have something about our journey. We will resume shortly, or something like that.
Playful.
And what it means is people like kids are doing something they're not supposed to on the ride because they got eyes on you the whole time. And so
I don't like thinking about that.
Well, because I read that a bunch of people dump ashes there. Like actual human remains. That's a serious problem. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's I read so a whole lovely. Article about this.
That's
it's
not
real.
Where I want to be dumb.
No.
I'm just like, next time the ride gets stuck, just wonder if that's what's happening, because now I do.
Just put me between some dolls and it's a small world.
That's where you want to be? I'll put you in a doll and I'll put you right there. Up there on the shelf.
Thanks, sister. I love that.
Do you have a hard time figuring out where your straw is when you're not looking, or can you know that instantly?
And it's bad when it's those metal straws, because suddenly you're like banging it into your teeth.
I have terrible straw aim unless I'm really focused.
I went for it with my tongue and I didn't get it. It was just, and I know you guys saw, so I had to explain it.
I respect you calling out your misfortune with the straw.
Thank you. Now I gotta hold it real close.
Where would I want my ashes put at Disneyland if I had to pick? I don't know. What about you guys?
I just asked myself a question.
Space Mountain for sure. Are you kidding?
Ugh, I feel like there's some dark
stuff
happening.
But it would just be like on the ground. It's all just concrete
in
there.
No, I have a fan going.
Oh, I see.
The fan's going to constantly spin them off.
So everybody rides the ride for a week to 10 days is just going to get kind of a faint dusting.
Yeah, they're just
and then
like
I'm all over the world as those people travel. I'm a part of all of them.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's probably the next big spread of disease.
I'd be like anywhere.
It's somebody spilling ashes.
You could totally just trigger someone's asthma in the worst way.
That's the goal.
I mean, even if somebody did that, I still think it remains a terrific ride.
Splash Mountain.
No, but then you're wet. It's just, think about wet ashes.
Think about it.
You turn to mud.
Wet ashes, yeah.
Well, people are always trying to throw ashes into bodies of water, into oceans and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Just synthetic, like, just your body is just ash on Splash Mountain. That's so weird to think about.
It'd be fun during the part where the picture's being taken.
Yeah.
Just like lift off the lid and you're plummeting and there's some ash just flying out.
Do you think somebody's done that there?
I know that if somebody did that, then no one would see the picture. Because they, you know, women flash all the time. So they're always ready to just not put up the picture at the part where you buy it, you know?
People flash their tits on Splash Mountain.
And they don't allow this either. They don't allow like the middle finger, which I, you know, so I was always doing that just to run to the thing to see that they wouldn't show us
but
the picture.
But then you should be the other
people. Yeah, you
fuck the other people, it's true. It's not right and it's not fair, and I used to have a bit about it.
It's not right.
Yeah, so I feel bad just like walking right into a bit I already
you can't sleep at night.
Talked about. Oh, I'll sleep tonight.
Oh.
I'll be all right.
Okay.
I just would be fine anywhere in the original Disney park. Just don't put me in California Adventure.
Why? They got great stuff over there.
No, they don't. They don't. They
have
don't
you been on Soarin'? Soarin's so good.
Soarin' is not Soarin's there anymore, right?
Yeah, it is,
no,
but it's not Soarin' over
Soarin'
California.
Soarin' around the world instead of just California.
It's so good.
All right.
They don't have that orange smell anymore.
You have to take your shoes and your socks off. And that's the key.
Oh. Shoes and socks.
Yeah, they tell
at
you not to because you're an adult. But if you take them off, then your feet feel like
it's
that
very
tingle.
Nice feeling.
Yeah, it's good.
Wait, you're
any of those rides, like those drop zone rides and stuff, it's fun to do them shoeless.
You guys take off your shoes?
And
you're
socks.
Not allowed to,
if
though?
Your feet are dangling on a ride and you take your shoes off, it's
she's just
it's
recommending
nice,
it. It's
nice
not like
feeling.
A rule that you have
do
to.
Do you get in trouble?
We can talk to, in the next thing, we can talk to Taylor about
on?
The one at Magic Mountain.
I think she means you get in trouble if you take them off. And yeah, I do get in trouble.
I'm such a pussy. I'm like a stickler for the rules.
Not
like,
bad
I don't
trouble.
Get yelled at by anyone at Disneyland.
You have to wait till the last second and put it in the basket underneath so that they don't see it. I know this stuff.
Do you smoke weed at Disneyland?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just bring like a little edibles.
Yeah.
They got those new metal detectors, though, that make it really hard for me to bring all my stuff in.
Vapes do not set them off, though.
Oh, yeah, I've been good
oh,
with that.
Oh, how do you know that?
So I've heard from
but
all
also
of my research.
The smoking area is just like a damp spot in the woods in the California Adventure Park.
You're just being leaked on the whole time.
Yeah, you're like underneath a water ride.
Yeah.
Go smoke over there. And there's people with those nicotine vapes that are just blowing gigantic plumes of smoke come out of those people. I'm just like, damn.
Okay, what about Thunder Mountain? That hurts my back. Let's get into that.
You know,
that.
I get it. A lot of roller coasters, I don't like the way you get jostled around sometimes.
Like the wooden ones?
But I find that one to be fairly comfortable.
Really?
You're a bunch of wimps.
Really?
But it's, you
on
know.
That bitch? It hurts my neck.
No, but you might be, you know, it might be like that you're too small for it or something, or, you know.
I get it.
I don't think that...
I think a lot of rides can be very painful, but that's part of what I like about Disney is that like they dial it down a little bit so that nothing like really hurts. Have you been on the Guardians of the Galaxy Tower of Madness?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you'd love that.
It's the best.
Where's that one?
It was
that's
Tower
a California
of Terror.
Adventure, the place that you hate.
It was Tower
last
of Terror.
Time I went there, last time I went there, I was like all excited because I liked that roller coaster and it wasn't available and nothing was open except like the Monsters, Inc. ride. I'm like, why did I spend $75 more at Disneyland?
Right, that's true.
You could say that to them. You could have gone and said that to them, and they would have given you another ticket for a different day.
I did. It didn't work.
You really tried?
I tried everything. I was like, I was pissed.
Did you say it after you already went? Like, you have to say it before you spent the whole day there.
I said it halfway through my journey.
Well, they should have fixed that. Disney, come on.
I like to file a complaint with Disneyland.
A lot of Disney. We're doing a lot of Disney promo today.
Yeah.
I can talk about it all day.
What's your favorite?
Favorite what?
Of the Disneys.
Ooh.
Of the Disney movies.
Of the movies or the lands?
The movies.
Oh, I don't know.
I think Lady and the Tramp.
That's your favorite?
We're talking animated
Lady
ones?
And the Tramp.
Yeah, but you also like spaghetti and wet faces.
Yeah, I also like It's a Small World, so...
See, now we're back
the
to
ride?
Rides.
Are you talking
we're
about
back
ride?
To rides.
We're,
thank we're God there's a Small
Disney.
World
What's
movie.
Your favorite Disney?
I like Aladdin.
Nightmare.
I don't like how the genie looks right now, but I like Aladdin.
Oh, you don't the like Will Smith as a genie?
Well, I know I like him, but did you see the blue? Mm-mm. I guess last week at this point.
He looks like, you know, David Cross in Arrested Development.
Yeah, he does. That's literally, yes.
Yeah.
Did they change the hair that everyone was making fun of? Or is that the same, like
it's
the same?
It's still like that gold thing. Yeah, it looked better than other people are giving him credit, but it's still not great.
I wonder if he's going to like, you know, if they're going to use the CGI to have him like morph into other celebrities and stuff, like how the original Aladdin, Robin Williams, his version, you know, when he'd do impressions, the genie would look like the people he was impersonating.
Yeah.
But on animated, you can do that.
Right, but he's still going to be animated. It's not going to be Will Smith really just standing there saying, hey, I'm a
No, I think
genie.
It is. No, I really do. Based on the things we've seen so far, it's like...
Can you imagine if he's just like kind of walking around and like having a coffee and
blue.
A sandwich? And...
That's exactly what it is.
No, because isn't he sort of also kind of, you know, trailing out of the
yeah,
lamp sometimes?
Yeah, he doesn't have legs. He just has
he's gotta
like
be trailing
ghost tail.
He's like,
no.
a big ghost
from
out of
what
the
we've
lamp.
Seen, he's cross-legged.
Right.
I saw a picture. He's
no,
got,
the Will Smith
like,
one has
feet.
Legs.
Yeah,
he
got
has legs.
Legs.
Genies do not have legs, last I checked.
What, they're just
which,
vapor
which
that come
genie,
out of lamps.
Which genie did you check with?
In the animated one.
How all genies I've ever seen depicted, none of them are walking around with limbs.
I dream of genie.
She had legs.
She did. She's a unique genie, though. She didn't come out of a lamp, either.
I don't know if I could name more than two genies.
I'm just saying, they're supposed to have vapor.
Genie Francis from General Hospital.
I don't know much about General Hospital.
And we got...
Who's another genie?
Davy Jones is kind of a genie in SpongeBob.
Yeah, that's true.
Do I want these on?
They look
yeah.
great.
Thanks.
We're thinking genies still, guys?
Janine Garofalo. Wow. Genie.
We can talk witches.
What?
I don't know.
I know more witches than I do genies.
There's a lot of witches to name.
Wow, maybe the next big thing, you know how like vampires became the thing now? Genies. I just named it here first.
The next hot monster.
Well, vampires were like kind of, they became sexy vampires. So like.
Everything becomes sexy.
Yeah,
genies
so
could be
sexy
like,
genies is
genies
right around the corner after
sexy.
Will Smith.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Genies
I saw
are
somebody
all
on Twitter making a joke about, is he going to do a rap song, you know, getting genie with it?
Na, 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 na.
He should. He should.
Who knows what he's gonna do, but I just, I've always found him to be like, his number one trait is that he is a good talker, and you know, and a lot of times he's in movies where the dialogue doesn't live up to how good he is at saying words. So I'm excited about the potential for him to be a very fun genie.
Will Smith's
if he's
gonna
doing
be...
fast-paced jokes, you know what I mean? Like,
I think
like Fresh Prince style.
Yeah, he has all the makings of a great genie.
I think so.
Yeah.
He's played too many serious characters over the last few years, you know? Even in Suicide Squad, he was the most serious character.
Yeah, I want to see him return back to his hitch roots with this genie.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Let's do it.
The pursuit of happiness for too long.
No.
The pursuit of happiness,
please.
Was so sad.
You don't like Hitch?
I'm not a Hitch fan.
It's a classic.
Me either.
Classic. It's so good.
His face, I can't think of it. You watched it though, like recently. Or has it been like a while?
Yeah, were you 13 when you loved it?
Maybe.
But yeah, it's been happening with a lot of movies with me lately, and I'm really upset about it.
It's like a bummer.
Every rom-com.
Revenge of the Nerds. No, don't go back.
All of them, they all suck now. Sorry, Hitch.
Well, listen, you know, we can move this conversation over to Doug Loves Movies. But here on Getting Doug with High, we've got something else to talk about, and that's... Marijuana knows something?
Ooh. Yes.
I have to wait for that. And they never know when I'm going to say it, so it's fun. Okay, so real quick, and then we'll try to get to some of the Alicia's material over there. But I just wanted to ask you guys, because that last question was so much fun.
The olives is so dumb.
I can't believe I guessed it. That was so great.
Of your five fingers, which fingernail grows the fastest? So now here they are giving us a choice. We just have to pick which one.
Pinky, definitely. Have you ever seen
anybody
fastest?
Index. Like the Coke pinky.
Yeah, the Coke. Literally.
Is that why?
That's what I think.
It's easy for them to grow that one fast? Is that why that one was chosen?
Well, it's also I think it's my
most out of
index.
The way.
Index?
I feel like
I wouldn't even know how to describe two out of the five fingers.
So there's the pointer, the middle.
Wait. The ring, and the pinky.
Pointer.
What's the index?
The pointer, the middle, the ring, the pinky.
The ring, pinky. It goes by index and pointer?
Index is the middle?
Yeah, index. No, your pointer is your index. Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on.
Index is red rum?
Red rum.
This one. I think it's a red rum.
Pointers are some shit we made up, like, because we point. Index is the...
But index is much more proper.
But
what the fuck does index even mean?
Like, he places his index finger on the map.
He places his index finger on the index card. I said pace instead of placed.
I think you said placed.
Oh, I don't know.
It came out. But if you call it your index, though, like everybody thinks you're smart. If you call it your pointer, doesn't that sound like your pointer?
My pointer. I think it is like, it's like the way less formal.
Those. Speaking of pointing, those are great indoor glasses.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Because anytime somebody's got really, you know, two dark sunglasses on inside in the daytime, it's off-putting. But those are like you're not wearing sunglasses.
Thank you. They're aviators.
I just wanted to say that. I concur.
Thank you.
All right, what's your final answer, Roxy? Which finger?
It's the pinky.
All right. Index.
Sarah's going index. Alicia?
Then I'm gonna go thumb.
Damn it!
Does that count as a finger? Is it like one of those things where it's not a finger?
Ring.
Sometimes
I'll go ring, but that's gonna be crazy. <It's> so And which one did we leave out?
Middle.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody.
I feel like you should go middle instead of ring.
It's the tallest.
You're right. I'll switch to middle.
It's the tallest.
Right?
The middle.
No!
We gotta tell all the cokeheads they're doing it wrong.
That's how I should do every multiple choice quiz. Find out what everybody else thinks.
Do I get some credit? Because I kind of helped.
You have the assist there.
It was a layup.
You really did. Convince me to switch it.
I think I just used it.
If I didn't switch it, I would have been very upset.
I just looked at my hands. I was like, my index seems like it's the longest.
Well, what are the chances that we all got to pick one? We picked all separate ones and we hadn't picked the right one.
Like, that's kind of what I was hoping for.
Such a low percentage.
Yeah, we weren't great at that.
Well, we also weren't great at doing the pod topics today.
Yeah.
But that's part of the excitement of the new, doing Doug with Dabs program. Is
program.
You only get to see it on Patreon, but we stick around and we do more Dabs, and we can definitely get to more pod topics because it's just me and Alicia and Taylor.
I'm heartbroken, though. I want to hear the pod topic.
You can stay.
Thank you. That's all I needed. So good. I sing along.
Oh.
Yeah. But that was great timing because I had said Hot Topics earlier, and then by the time you said it, then they didn't.
You know, it was queued up for me. You teed me up. I give you the assist on middle finger. You gave me the Hot Topics.
All right. Well, thank you, Alicia, for trying. And
I had a great time.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, if you want to change your segment to talking about Disneyland, I'm down.
I could go on every single time.
Can't get enough. Also, can't get enough dabs. Haven't had any yet today, so we'll be right back with the Dab Master General after these brief messages.
Fellas, are you feeling a bit uncomfortable talking about your sexual performance? So many of my friends think it's too awkward to go to a doctor and talk about it. Sexual performance issues are more common than you think, and thanks to Science ED, can be optional with 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. With Hims, you're connected with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED. And the best part is, you do it all through the website. No waiting rooms, no awkward in-person doctor visits. You just answer a few quick questions and chat with a doctor for confidential review. Then products are shipped directly to your door. Try Hims for a month today and get started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/DougED. That's FORHIMS.com/DougED. 4hims.com/DougED. Dougie D out! Hey everybody, have you heard about our new show Doing Doug with Dabs? It's me, Alicia, and Taylor hanging out and doing dabs after tapings of some of the regular shows. Sometimes we'll invite a guest, sometimes it'll just be us. The show drops a couple times a month and is exclusive to members of our 420 Club on Patreon. Want to unwind with us after getting Doug with High? Head over to patreon.com/gettingdoug and sign up today. It supports this show, and in return, we'll send you a signed blue card, read your name during one of the shows, and you'll get early access to our pre-taped episodes. Pretty great! Check out patreon.com/gettingdoug to join today.
All right, we're back with Roxy Stryer and Sarah Weinshank and the Dab King, and we've been talking more about Disneyland.
Yeah, can't stop.
And,
I'm just getting into this right away.
But also I wanted to mention to Taylor, isn't there rides at Magic Mountain where you take your shoes off?
Oh yeah,
because your feet are dangling. Batman, that's the one.
That's a suspended ride, so you're underneath, you take your shoes off.
Yeah, it's really fun. I don't know why that feeling is so great.
You guys knew what I was talking about, though.
Yeah, for sure.
That one, you got to be careful because the bottom falls down, so you can't put your shoes there. You got to put it in the cubby.
Yeah, for sure. Because they'll just fall into the track, and then you're done.
Oh, wait.
You lose your shoes.
But some amusement parks, there's rides where if you take your shoes off, you just leave them, you just kick them off in your seat. And they're just there. They're in the same spot when you get back.
Yeah.
Like Soarin', you just go up and then back down.
Wait, makes sense. I'm sorry. There's LED lights on your dab.
Yeah,
thing
we're
now?
Fancy now on the show.
It's really cool.
We picked this item up. It's called Switch, and we got it at the Emerald Cup.
Yep, from Dr. Dabber.
Oh.
They hooked it up. It's very nice.
Yeah, we like it.
Abracadabra.
And I have yet to do a dab today, so I'm excited to. And you're both welcome to dab with us or not. I don't know what their schedule is for the rest of the day.
Thank you.
It's a little bit, can be pretty intense.
You know, the internet broke dabbing for me. I used to dab on a show for Leafly, and you have to do like 15 takes sometimes when you're doing something. And I'd take like 15 dabs, and by the end of it, I would be so ripped. And some cannabis fans are mean. They'd be like, why is your dab so little? Why is it such a little dab?
Don't read the comments.
Yeah, you just got to put blinders on.
But isn't that so weird? Like, why do you care how big my dab is?
It's just, they just want to be, they want to be involved, and, they have opinions.
You just got to put people down.
The right and wrong ways to smoke weed thing has always been, a problem for me because...
And that's not even a right and wrong. That's just like you're not doing enough at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody's got their... And I guess drinking's sort of the same way. Like whenever I post a picture, I like to post a picture of a nice Guinness whenever I get one at a bar. And but they look different, So sometimes it'd be like, oh, that's a shitty pour. I'm just like, wow.
Like, what?
Why be that angry about that?
And think about the time. Like, somebody spent
that bartender just fucked you.
You should should go yell at him. Get him, dog. Get him.
I would be breaking shit if this happened to me. But maybe I'm reading too much. Maybe their tone is more like, that's a shitty pour.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're really polite
they're
about
like
it.
They're like sweet about it. Yeah, well, that's shitty.
Yeah, there's like a reason we all have the same troll
it's
voice.
It's got all the heaters in here, so it's just heating up when it's red. When it goes green, it's well, good to go.
Oh, she's doing
it's
it. This is exciting.
Yeah. She's really doing
you don't have to pull
it,
the car
street,
cap or anything.
Just
yeah, just
yeah,
go
you
for
just
it.
Do it. And
it'll just clear by itself.
You're also allowed to just blow it out right away. You don't have to hold it in.
Honestly, yeah, whatever it looks like. Yeah.
There might be a little bit more.
That's what it should be. Smoking. Support.
Yeah, now you killed it.
Oh, yeah. We're totally... He
it's
is
on there, but is it all over my face?
I don't think so.
Let me see. Is it
just
one on
your lips where it's supposed
no,
to be?
No, it's perfect. I'd tell
Taylor,
you.
I dab like a lady.
Yeah, but that's part of Taylor's service when he dabs somebody out. He checks their lipstick. But we really do want people to hire him to come to their event, their party, or their whatever they're doing.
I'll be there.
And then they just have a dab set up there, and people can come over, and he'll... He'll walk them through it.
Well, it's actually really smart. It's like a lot of people don't.
One if they're new to it.
Yeah,
you know?
Hire him. They don't know. People don't know how to do it, and that's the scariest part.
I'm gonna call him tomorrow. Hey, what are you doing? can you come dab me out?
Yeah, I'll do. I make personal house calls. Just one dab if you want.
It's like come be
whatever,
my dab
anything.
King.
Parties, bar mitzvahs.
Can I have one dab to go?
Anything.
Funerals are perfect for that.
That would be great. Everybody just sits in a circle.
We're going to have a party at Sharon's, where at her bar, tiki bar, and have a dab bar.
A tiki
let's
dab
make
bar?
It happen.
I'm in.
Sorry. That was some inside stuff, you guys.
I don't know what we just planned, but I'm
that's
coming.
That's just between us.
That sounds great.
When we get to our, how many episodes, what's a good number? 500? Have we done 500 yet?
I don't know
how many.
That's
we've
so
done.
Many. This could be the 500th right now.
Yeah. Nobody knows.
Holy shit! Well,
now it's too late to plan the party.
No, I don't know. We'll find out.
But anyway, whatever our next milestone is, like when we've been on for 7.5 years, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, but we'll have a party maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
Great,
I would love
great
to
story.
Do that.
Oh, I gotta get your plugs in. Gotta get your plugs in because we have a hard out at the end of the show, and it's very important to talk about what you guys are up to. You can see Roxy in the Tomorrow Show.
Yeah.
Did that move from one place to another?
Yeah, we're on Sam Roberts Network, not Sam Network right now.
Oh, okay.
It's got space like this. We've got stars like this, so.
Neat.
Galaxy stuff.
And Collider Live, which is, what do you do on there?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Talk about all different kind of stupid stuff like this.
Wait, what was stupid about what we discussed?
And by that I mean the most important stuff,
yeah,
obviously.
Exactly.
The stuff that moves the needle.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Well, thank you for being here and for smoking with us.
Thanks for smoking me out. I can't believe it.
These people that are visible as their profession, that are out there, we appreciate them coming on and
for sure.
And smoking and showing how normal it can be. The previous week's show, we've got a guy who's going to run for president, but he was here smoking weed with us.
Wow. Maybe I'll run for president.
I think he's really going to run.
You really do?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how serious he is about it, but one could have said that about our current president.
That's true. Yeah, true. Very true.
Sarah Wineshank, yes. Check out her podcast, Shank.
Yes.
I love that name, Shank.
Yes, it's on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and then, yeah.
Yeah, the only place you don't want Shank is in prison.
Yeah.
Don't get shanked.
Don't
and,
get
web series called Stone Science with Kimberly Congdon. How often do you guys get to do that when you're living on both coasts?
We just finished a second season, so it's going to be coming out in a few months on Gas Digital.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I like
yeah,
it.
Super excited like it about that. And
much.
Then Princess Shank on Twitter for stand-up dates.
Okay. Neat. Killer.
Yeah.
Lots of spots around L.A.
Mm-hmm. What's lots of spots?
Her.
Oh.
That's what I call her, lots of spots.
Lots of spots.
And my favorite Disney movie is 101 Dalmatians.
You like 101 Dalmatians.
No, I do like it, but I was just making a lots of spots joke.
It was good. It was a good joke.
February 26th, that's should be a week from today if you're watching this as soon as it comes out. Well, we'll be right back here at 12:15 with a live show. If you're a Patreon member, this is the time where this afternoon we're going to do an extra bit of show that you can only see if you're a member of the 420 Club.
Damn.
Yeah.
Lots
the
of dabs.
First one, we did one 2 weeks ago, and it was a good time. But I'm behind on dabs for now, so may I please go at it again? And Roxy, you're definitely not dabbing.
I'm dabbed out. I'm dabbing out.
I kind of wouldn't mind reaching a point where I had enough dabs. I just didn't want them anymore. But
same.
I just like it because I like the next levelness of it.
Same.
They are there. Great, it's but just... then like I'm done for the day. Are you guys done after you
no.
dab?
No.
Oh, see,
I'll be done for like
for
an
day.
Hour.
Who was the girl you had on? She was like, "Yeah, I go to the gym after I dab." I'm not moving for 4 days.
That was Adrian.
I don't move.
To the gym. That's a little much. That's a little extreme. Going to the gym after a dab. I mean, like, I'll do it. Maybe chill out and then like take a nap. Later on, I'll have a coffee and then I'm ready for errands.
Maybe she just goes and hangs out at the gym.
Errands? Yeah, I like doing my errands stoned.
Huh.
Like car wash.
I get that.
I want to watch Grease.
Oh, where you sit in the car?
There are worse things you could
yeah.
do.
Yeah. I like that.
Wow, that was really, yeah. You're like Grease Lightning with those one-liners.
So, I mean, my last name's Rizzo. I gotta be on point with those.
Tell me more.
Oh my God, she was 35.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I cannot sing. When I start singing, that means I'm too high. Because I don't publicly do that.
Are you singing?
I was.
I could hear the mumbles of singing.
There was like low-key Grease songs being sung, and it was like an out-of-body experience. I could hear the lyrics coming out of my mouth, and I was like, why am I doing it? Because I'm too high.
In a good way.
In a great way.
We're all hopelessly devoted to weed.
You better shape up.
Thank you, Taylor and Alicia and my guests, Sarah and Roxy.
Yay, so fun.
Follow them, support them. Have a good week. Are we done? Oh, okay. I'm waiting for the. Oh, now we're down. Now we're done.
Feels like we did it.
Now we're leaving.
Okay.
Now it's real. Bye.